Now joined by the head coach of the Milan Wildcats here, game night from the pit. Milan coming in 3-0. Princeton didn't play last week because of the Trenton quarantine, so the Tigers are coming in 1-1 overall, not yet with a Grand River Conference football game. Talk a little bit, as we usually do, review the past week and look at the game ahead here with Coach John Dabney. Coach, outstanding performance last week at Putnam County. Congrats on the win last week.
Thank you, Tom.
Obviously, we'll start with defense because you throw a shutout at Putnam County. What made you the most proud about the way that the guys performed to that side of the football last week?
Well, I'm just proud that, you know, they just continue to battle. You know, you bend but don't break. And just we're locked into different things. And you know, at times where we had to bend, maybe we needed to maybe shut it down and not over-pursue and, you know, look for cutbacks and that. But it's just little things that hats off to, you know, Putnam County, real good execution as well.
It was fairly damp last week. You know, here in Trenton, I got out a little bit mid-evening, and there was a whole lot of pretty heavy drizzle. And I'm not sure how much fell in Unionville per se, but it was a wet track. And certainly, did that have a huge effect on the game or the play calling last week, Coach?
Yeah, you know, to a certain degree, too. A lot of times field position, and it was a pretty steady drizzle, but it wasn't raining as hard as it was days earlier in the week. But it was, you know, it has a little effect on what you need to do. I thought both teams did a fantastic job taking care of the football in that type of really damp environment.
Yeah, hard-hitting football game, obviously a big rivalry game. Offensively, Coach, obviously you ran the football more than you would pass it, which is usually the Milan way, but especially with kind of a wet track. Offensive line, as you kind of graded them out and looked at the way that they performed up front, you're pretty pleased from last week?
Yeah, real pleased. They nice cohesive group that's just getting better every week.
And did you feel like, because I was listening to most of the game, did you feel like that you wore down Putnam County's defense pretty well by the third and the fourth quarters?
I it's hard for me to, you know, to say. I think that, you know, there's a couple different things that we had to change as far as a couple little blocking scheme things, but it just a little cat and mouse game back and forth, just trying to make some different little adjustments, and we were able to, you know, get a couple big runs and get a couple scores up, and then it just kind of opened up from there. But just a real hard fought battle, and but I don't think necessarily there was any. Seemed like the battle and the fight and everything was there from the first quarter all the way through to the end. From what I felt like from your typical Putnam County midget group of football players and team.
Yeah, your defense puts up the shutout. Was it a little bit of bend but not break, Coach, or do you feel like you had a pretty dominant night on from your defense of guys last week?
I thought they played really well, and you know, there's always a drive or two that you know, you've got to, you know, sometimes the teams can move that ball a little bit between the, you know, the 30s or whatever, and you just have to make some adjustments. But we were able to never give up any big play. That's why I guess the game's designed 100 yards of, you know, apart. You may give up a play or two and you reset the chains and just kind of get restarted. And we were able to do that most of the night.
Well, going back to week one, Coach, we had kind of surmised that the injuries that you had on last year's teams that put a lot of young people out onto the field and, you know, kind of learning by fire, so to speak, that would really help the depth of this year's team, whether or not those guys would be backups or starters, that they've been out there and done that before. Have you really seen that come to fruition this year, that your depth is really turning into a strength?
We've talked about that before, and it's whether they're young or just we would just classify them as inexperienced last year. You know, that helps with a lot of different areas on this football team. And so it definitely helps your depth.
With Ben Berwanger of Princeton, a guy that you saw back in the Jamboree about a month ago, Coach, as far as running backs that you see this year, where do you feel like Berwanger kind of is in that group of guys who have your attention?
He's as good as you're going to find. Very good, elusive runner, and you're going to have to know where he is at all times and just get ready to play. I mean, he's a good cutback player, very patient runner, sets up his blocks. And so we've just, he's got our attention quite a bit. And so, and when he doesn't have your attention, you better be sitting back for your counters. And so you just have to, you know, they just have a real nice group of young men and block well. And that young man doesn't need too much of a crease and he's gone. So he's as good as your, you know, that we've seen so far. And, again, we saw him last year, too. I mean, he's just a very, very good running back.
I guess the storyline, because he's been around for a little bit, and he's kind of, you know, built on his strength and his speed and those things, but he's very similar to Dominic in that way, isn't he?
I guess a little bit. I don't know. I mean, they're similar type backs. I would say that's probably true.
Yeah, similar age and, you know, storyline and those things coming in. With this Princeton football team, Coach, now year two under Coach Powell up there, what are kind of the things that you notice when you get ready and you scout Princeton and playing him off of last year that that you feel like that coach has installed as things that he wants to have part of this Princeton program?
I just think, you know, they were, you know, they're doing whatever they feel like is their strength of their team. Each year is a little bit different. What they've kind of put in and what they're doing is from an offensive standpoint. And so, I mean, he's just looking at the strength he's had. He's had to go through one game, I think, without his quarterback. And so you just kind of build around whatever your strength and stuff is and put your plan together.
3-0, can't complain about 3-0, certainly record-wise, but there's always spots where coaches will get together and say, we can get better here. What are those spots that you and the coaching staff have really concentrated on where you feel like you'd be better in the long run, Coach?
Well, we're not reinventing any wheel. We're just trying to continually get better at what we're doing and being able to just being I think that you'll get better if you can continually – stay sharp at what you do and be consistent at what you do. And then, you know, you can always add along the way what you've already been doing. So, you know, there's always little things somewhere you got to clean up as far as a blocking scheme or, you know, ball security or anything like that with a, you know, there's always something. But it's usually right now, thank goodness, it's easily correctable stuff. So, but nothing that just kids with, you know, great attitude and what they do, and you know, just coming every day to want to get better and get ready for each opponent.
Now, starting to get a good idea at least through 1 week what the GRC has. Of course, Princeton and Trenton didn't play last week, and Trenton's not playing this week, so the Bulldogs don't have yet a GRC opponent. That changes next week. Milan is the opponent for homecoming at Trenton. Princeton's first GRC game tonight. Milan's unbeaten. South Harrison also opening some eyes from last week as well. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Best of luck as you host the Princeton Tigers tonight.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom.